Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome back to Dudes Behind the Foods. I'm Ranger Tim Chantharongsu.
And I'm Deputy David Sayo. We're out here in Texas. Remember, ladies out there, not your body, not your choice.
Oh, my God. That's not funny that we're making fun of those people.
Yeah,
in Texas.
We're making fun of them.
You get it. You get it.
Please,
get it.
Jesus Christ.
What's up?
Canceled.
Hey, man, how are you?
Why do you have that?
What?
That goddamn hat.
Who put this on me? Who put this on my head?
You're like that kid that's terrible at lying. It's like, Tim, why did you throw the book through the window? Who did that?
So it's like, why throw the book? What book? They got the book in their hands. What book? I don't know, book. I was filming something like last month when I was in Arizona, and part of it was we stopped by and bought a cowboy hat, and so I have this cowboy hat, but I don't know if that's ever gonna come out, so I was like, let me just wear it on the show.
Well, let me tell you something. That cowboy hat looks fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, it's you know, I didn't realize so much went into purchasing cowboy hats. Like, they can like adjust it to your head size.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. They can like, they have a little thing that can like kind of stretch it out if you need it bigger, or they got all types of different fabrics and shit. So I said, well, yippee-yay.
That's all, folks. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so micro penis. We were talking about this just now off camera. I said, look, we got to get into this on camera because I'm so intrigued by something that Robin Couch told us. But first, I brought you a snack.
Snack time it is.
Since we have this leftover delicious cheese and salmon roe from the last episode, I thought, oh, check this out. We got these salted egg salmon skin snacks that we can just eat, or we can dip it in whatever the jit. You know what I'm saying? I love these.
I like a lot.
I feel like the salted egg flavor got so popping in like the past, like I've been seeing it everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who started the wave. It might have been the Wong Fu guys.
You think so?
I don't know. But I saw these things are pricey but very delicious, high in calorie, but as we all know, the higher the calorie, the downer the fool.
And as we all know, money is no object for me, David. So whatever your little hungry heart desires, okay?
I love it.
Oh.
How is that?
Bomb.
Zutalo.
Very fishy. Very delicious.
Oh, yes.
Mmm.
Reminds me of my first girlfriend. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Mmm. That's good stuff. Okay. Mm. So, I forget how we got on the subject of micropenis, but we were just told that a girl said that she was with a guy with a micropenis.
The best sex ever.
The best sex she's ever had. Now, mind you, if you guys don't know what a micropenis is, it is textbook definition, 2 inches erect. That's crazy. Now, I've joked in my videos for a long time, yeah, you know, my penis ain't big, but it's pretty. And that part of that was like me just making a joke because now I don't have like a big penis, but I ever tell you why I do the it's not big but it's pretty penis conversation jokes?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it actually was a lot deeper, no pun intended, than what people think initially, all right? Because, you know, when I was making my YouTube videos back in the day, a lot of the reasons why I spoke about sexual shit so much is because I felt like there were no Asian men who were being sexual people, all right? There was nobody putting out this like vibe of like, yo, I have sex, I don't have problems with women, because I felt like even all the popular YouTuber Asian dudes like Kev Jumba, Wong Fu, like everybody was very like, yo, I'm awkward around women, that's my vibe, you know what I'm saying? Even though they weren't nerds, it was still like, I'm awkward about it, right?
For David, me, so here we go.
David, so for me it was like I have had experience with women. I do have sex. I am a horny guy, and I'm gonna put this vibe out there. And I kind of wanted just a different image of Asian men sexually. All right.
Very good.
So when I started talking about my dick a lot, I would make the joke, "It ain't big, but it's pretty." And somebody or a couple dudes would write me, and they'd be like, "Yo, Tim, why do you say that? Like, that's not, you're not making Asian guys look good when you say that, right?" And for me, I was like thinking about how when people want to make fun of Asian dudes, right? The little dick shit is like the worst shit you can say. And everyone automatically is just going to be like, nah, psh, I got big dick, right? I got big dick. Like not only Asian guys, but like all guys will be like, nah, psh, yeah, you want to say my dick's little, but I got big dick, right? I feel like it was so easy, almost to the point where it was like everybody's fucking lying about it, right? It almost felt like a kind of insecure thing to just be like, nah, I got a huge dick. You know, I fuck so many girls, I got a huge dick. So for me, I was like, let me do this where I'm a short guy, but I still get attractive women in my life. So I'm like, if I'm saying, nah, it ain't big, but it's pretty, that's like metaphorically being like, nah, you don't need a quote unquote big dick to get beautiful women. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, look, I'm short, my dick ain't big, but it's pretty. It was more about being like, I can be dealt whatever hand, and I can like move past any quote unquote obstacle and still get what I want out of life. You know what I'm saying? Even though like, yes, I'm short, even though, let's see, I'm not traditionally Hollywood attractive, right? I'm still killing my, entertainment shit, and I might not have a quote unquote, Mandingo peen, but I'm still slaying top quality cooch.
So you think a lot, man. That's crazy.
So it was supposed to be more like motivation for young dudes that felt insecure about maybe they were too short. Maybe they had a big nose. Maybe they fucking had fucked up skin.
You know what I always did for people who did the small dick joke? I would just out-gay them. They'll be like, he's like, oh, you Asian boy with small ass dick. It's like, why, you trying to fuck me? What's up? And then, you know, hood dudes would always get weirded out.
They don't know what to do.
With gay stuff, they would always freak the fuck out. So yeah. I would always just out gay them.
Yeah.
If you've noticed in any videos, if you see me around a really hood dude, I do a lot of gay jokes. Because it makes them uncomfortable and it makes me laugh.
Right,
right. It makes me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
Because it's their kryptonite for some fucking reason.
They don't know what to
do. They don't know what to do with it. I don't understand. So I, because like, if you've ever been to a Korean church, like, Korean dudes be gay as fuck. Like, we love, like, just slapping ass, whatever, making jokes like that.
Right.
It's just a part of our culture. Or maybe Korean-American dudes do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But in high school, people would always do those jokes, like mm-hmm. Asian jokes or whatever. But if you literally say, why, you trying to fuck? What's up? Trying to get your dick sucked? They'd be like, yo, what the fuck, man? And they'd get all weirded out. And the conversation would end. Because there's nothing, what else am I supposed to do at that point?
I would always, whenever people hit me with the little dick jokes, I wouldn't go gay, but I would go, you know, your typical basic yet effective, oh, but it was big enough for your mom.
Boom. In your face, dude.
In your face.
I'm your fucking China daddy. What's up?
All you really gotta do is be like, I fucked your mom, and it's like, oh.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
but
yeah?
I would do the gay shit whenever someone would say I was gay in YouTube comments or something like that. When they'd be like, ah, this dude's gay. I'd be like, yeah, and I fucked your dad. I would flip it. I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, and that's why I fucked your dad in the butthole. I would get very specific. They'd be like, yo, this dude's gay. I'm like, yeah, that's right. I inserted my penis into your dad's asshole.
And you are a butt baby.
You were born from your dad's colon, young man.
Yeah, you little butt baby boy. Ugly ass butt baby poopy boy.
Yes, but micropenis. Now, first of all, let me say this. I've said this before. How come they couldn't give these guys a better name for their affliction?
Because the person who made that name was giggling while he did it. It was like, hey, call them micro penises, dude.
Like, literally, like, you get sick and they call it, like, pneumonia. But you got a tiny dick and they're like, micro penis.
It's so matter of fact. So, maybe I've told this before on this podcast, but who cares? You guys can hear my micro penis story.
Okay.
So, I used to hook up with this girl who taught me how to shoot photos, right? Okay. So that was like a part-time job thing. I shot photos and stuff. So she was like a little mentor to me, and also we fucked. But she was married at the time, right? And then while when I first met her, but then she went through a divorce. She split up with the guy, and they were living in separate places, right? We started like talking or whatever. We ended up hooking up, all that other stuff, yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. And so one day we're hanging out. Oh, this is before we hooked up. We were hanging out, and then she was telling me a little bit about the divorce or whatever. You know, we were always really flirty. And she goes, yeah, one of the biggest reasons why I can't be with him anymore is because he has a micro penis. Mm. Didn't know what a fucking micro penis was. I was like, what's a micro? I thought she was like dissing the dude. And I'm like, hey, you don't gotta fucking talk about the guy's stuff like that. She goes, no, it's like a medical thing. He has a micro penis. I'm like, what is a micro penis exactly? So she gets this Starbucks cup, right? And then she has like the straw. Let's say if you're watching the video, the Starbucks cup straw is like this, right? I was like, I want you to stop at the length of his penis, right? And she goes, that's the sound of the straw going into the plastic, by the way. Not her farting. But she stops like right here. I was fucking shocked. They have a kid.
What?
Yeah.
They have a kid.
So his sperm shoots like a cannon, for crying out loud.
But I thought you said she couldn't be with him anymore.
Well, they have a kid. They already had a kid at that point.
Oh.
Right? And at this time, too, she was telling me that the weird thing was, like, they weren't obviously having sex anymore because their marital stuff was really bad.
Yeah.
And then she started feeling like she wasn't sexy anymore because she would do the laundry, and then she would find, like, cum stains on the boxers and shit like that. But she's like, but you're the one with the micro penis. I'm the one that's unsatisfied. All that other stuff, right?
Mm.
So, lo and behold, we are hooking up whatever. They're separated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this dude confronts me.
Oh.
One day, right? But they were separated.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I don't really know who this guy is. And he's just like, oh, you fucking my wife.
Oh.
Right? And I'm like, no, I'm not fucking your wife. I'm fucking your ex-wife.
Yeah.
Right? He goes, we're still married.
Ooh.
Bro, the fucking chills that went down my body, but I stood my ground. I was like, listen, man, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She told me you guys were divorced and living separately. So that's not a me problem. we both got lied to here.
Yeah.
So this is, you shouldn't be upset at me because it's not like I did this on purpose. Yeah. Right. And so yeah, he didn't know what to say. He was still mad at me.
Right.
I didn't do anything though. Like
you
I
didn't
I
know.
I got lied to.
Yeah. You got played as well.
Yeah. So I went back and I fucked her again. But that was, it was so fucking crazy because like.
and you were like, and you got a micro penis.
Yeah, I was like, and by the way, I heard it's hella small. I heard it's so tiny. It looks like a Vienna sausage cut in half.
Hey, well, that's crazy because snacks I brought for you. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. I was like, cold?
But, you know, and to that point of where we were told that this girl said that this guy with the micro penis was the best sex she's ever had. We were talking about how someone with a smaller penis will, like, figure out ways to make up for the size, the lack of size. But also, Robin Couch was telling us, you know, like,
she loves micro penises. It's the only thing Robin Couch goes for. She sees a normal sized dick. She goes, ew! Fucking ew!
Oh, you saw her I love micro penises tattoo.
Yes. It's a little tiny, tiny tattoo.
No, it's just, she's saying, and I've heard other girls say this, that, you know, dudes with huge dicks, they get so, like, you know, wrapped up in the fact that they got huge dicks that they don't put any effort
you
into
feel something today.
Yeah, into actually being good at sex, you know what I'm saying? And I remember just in my beginning, early stages of, like, sexing, that...
That's tight.
Like, I'm like, okay, if I'm not big, you know...
I gotta make it work.
You know, just I definitely looked up tips. Like, there was a tip I looked up when I was like younger, where if you're not big lengthwise, when you put the girl's legs on your shoulders, you get a little deeper penetration, but also you get that like pelvis on pelvis, like clit like rubbing as well. So it's like a little double whammy combo effect, right? And I also made sure I was real good at eating the cooch at a young age. I mean, that's all I was doing when I was like 15, 16.
You just jog it tired as hell.
You get that little cut on the thing underneath your tongue. Ugh. But yeah, so I mean, that would make sense if a dude, if like you learn from a young age that you got the micro penis, you're like, I need to become a clit wizard. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Doctor Strange, that clit. Open the multiverse in her pussy.
Oh my God.
But, and which is also why I tell girls that, you know, a lot of tall guys are lame.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. My penis is really small, so I eat pussy really well. It's really tiny.
If I'm Doctor Strange with the clit, this is Wong right here, okay?
I just did this. I'm done. No, but have you heard like some really, really tall dudes who get really self-conscious because I'm not super tall. I'm like 6'1", but like 6'5", 6'6" dudes who get like lightweight, low-key, like shitted on because they have a regular size dick, oh, but it's attached to a gigantic man.
But they're expected to have the mandingo.
Yeah, so their dick looks small, but it's not. It's just, it's an average size, but you're 6'6", so it looks like you have a micro penis.
Damn.
That's hilarious to me. That sucks. Because they're expecting it, like, oh, you about to stretch me out. And it's just a regular 5-inch dong.
Well, let me tell you this, too. Speaking of expectations, let me tell you this, guys. A little cheat code. One benefit and like little hack of me joking around that I wasn't big for like saying, oh, it's not big, but it's pretty.
Surprise.
Yes. Girls expected me to have a tiny dick. So when it was like real life, they were like, oh, this is fine.
Oh, you mentally fucked with that.
Yes, bro.
They're like, oh, this is great.
Yeah. They're like, oh. Okay. And that's another thing that I learned from my experience of saying it ain't big but it's pretty and being not one of these dudes that lies about his dick, because every fucking dude lies about his dick size, right? Mm. And it's like, the thing about it is, if a girl wants to have sex with you, she's gonna play with your penis regardless of like if she thinks it's like little or not. If she's like mentally there, she's like, I wanna fuck this guy, like she's gonna end up playing with it. You know what I'm saying? So why like lie about it? You know?
Fed it through.
You know what I'm saying?
I've never measured my penis.
You've never what?
I've never measured it.
Never ever?
Never. No.
Wait, the iPhone has that little fucking you can.
Oh, do you have a tape measure on you right now? Well, David, so get erect.
Get erect. Robin Cash. No, I'm just kidding.
Got it. And I'm like, all right. Get the tape measure out.
Mine's a little difficult to measure because of the curve. I can't get a completely accurate measure. Unless I get, okay, yeah. I can't use a ruler,
you
but I can
use. You have to
use
the one that they measure your fucking suits with.
Yeah, exactly.
But the circumference matters too. People like,
yeah, the girth.
It's not the length so much, right? It is the girth.
That's
of the
important,
penis,
is what I've heard, yeah.
Right? Because you can't have remember when Chris Brown leaked his dick pic?
Yeah, it was like a picture or something.
It was
yeah.
a picture of his dick. And then you could tell, like, he's the one who leaked it. Like, he's proud of it. But then girls were kind of roasting him. They're like, that shit's skinny as fuck.
But, bro, you know what? Here's the thing, too, about social media, dog. Is like, I think, you know, they say porn fucks up people's perception of, like, what sex should be. But I think it also fucks up, like, body perception, right? Because there are girls online that will look at, like, I've seen on Twitter, like, when a rapper's dick pic will leak, or a video, like, Nelly had a dick video that leaked of, like, him getting head. And as a man, I'm looking, I'm like, oh, that's a dick, you know what I'm saying? Like, and, like, I mean, it wasn't no fucking, like, Ray J dick, but it was, you know, it was like, it wasn't little, right? But it was girls all down the Twitter timeline like, damn, just realized Nelly has a little dick. I'm sad about it. Damn, Nelly has a little dick. I tell you how skewed this shit is. It was a girl saying, Ray J has a little dick, dog.
First of all, Ray J's dick is literally this mic in my face. That shit is monstrous.
And that's how fucked up the perception is.
But let me tell you this. So, I mean, I talked about this whole, there was this experiment. It was on TV years ago. It was like on cable, right? It was the BBC television, the big black cock nest.
Yeah.
But they had a bunch of women line up, and they had multiple fake dicks out, right? Mm-hmm. And then women had to guess the size of these dicks. There was no measurement or whatever, and they just looked at it.
Yeah.
Right? All the women got it wrong.
Yeah.
100%. None of them got it fucking right.
They looked at like a six and were like, oh, that's nine.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And so there's like a couple of things to talk about when it comes to that stuff, right? It's like, number one, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Mm. And number two, is it because guys lie about their size?
Oh.
Right? So guys say when they have like a 5-inch penis, they're like, oh, my shit's 7 inches. There's no girl who's like literally giving you head and they, well, let's see.
Right, right, you know? Right.
So the perception of it's really fucking skewed, right? So when people have these, like, this conversation about, like, you know, like dick size or whatever, it's like, why the fuck does it even matter so much, right? Because the person that you're loving is going to be attached to that dick either way, right? And when they saw I saw the Nelly thing, right? That shit is not a tiny dick.
That's what I'm saying.
It was slightly above average, I think. I don't know. I don't know what average is, really. Like, is it, what, it's 5 inches, right?
I think five is what they say is the average. Yeah,
because I don't know what 5 inches looks like. Right. I don't know. What is it? It's like five. I don't know. Is this 5 inches? Is, you know?
Something
so
like that.
So, like, who the fuck really knows?
Yeah.
But that's so weird. Who the fuck would ever look at Ray J's dick and say that's tiny? That thing is disgusting.
And that's when I knew that these girls online just had no idea what they were. They were just saying a bunch of nonsense, right?
Yeah.
And here's what a lot of people fail to realize as well. We're going to take a break.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I was going to say, something that people always forget too is that, like, dude, pussies come in different sizes too. Like, girls can have shallower vaginas. Like, I knew a girl specifically who I used to work with who was like, yeah, you know what? I just feel like, you know, aside from giving birth, of course, because that's a whole ass miracle and it's a whole bunch of shit going on in there. She's like, regularly, I just can't deal with, like, a big penis. She's like, I prefer, like, the smaller willies because it just feels, it fits better.
It feels better.
You know?
And I told you about a homegirl of mine who broke up with her boy. I mean, they weren't dating for a long time, but she had it. She has like a tiny giny, as she calls it.
Yeah.
And the guy's penis was too big and they never had pleasurable sex, so she had to cut it off.
Bruh, I got a homegirl whose homegirl, her vaginal opening was like too small for sex, okay? Like she... like whenever she tried to have sex with a guy, the penises would not fit. Okay, so finally she was dating somebody, and it was unbearable. It wouldn't work. So she had a procedure done to widen her cooch hole, but then they fucking accidentally widened her pee hole. Yeah, bro. So then, like, it was all bad. She was in pain.
Sue the fuck out of that?
I don't know, but they had to, like, redo it. They had to, like, you know, she was, like, using a catheter for a while, so they had to, like, fix that and then widen her actual cooch hole so she could, you know, actually have sex. It was a struggle.
She's okay now, though, right?
Yeah, she's fine. This was so long ago. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Isn't that crazy?
But there's just this weird obsession with it. And on side story, too. So I was drinking with a bunch of my friends, right? And we have this one friend in our group where she's just this goofy, goofy fucking girl. Sometimes really fucking annoying. But, you know, she's entertaining.
I feel like all your homegirl stories are like that.
Oh, God. They have just some of these like annoying ass... They know it. I say it to their face. But this girl's really fucking weird, right? If you ever met her in person, you will know exactly who I'm talking about just by meeting for 2 seconds.
Okay.
So she was talking about how she likes big dicks.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, me and the homegirls and all their friends were kicking it. We're laughing. We're drinking. Mm-hmm. And then it got into the conversation of like, oh, so what's a good dick size for you? She goes, 8 inches.
Okay.
Right? And all the girls... we're like, what? Mm-hmm. We're like, no. Mm. There's no fucking way. She goes, do you know what an 8-inch dick looks like? Right? And then we're all laughing, cracking up. And then they started going through their dick pics in their phone.
Okay.
Right? And they're like, okay. They were looking up some of them had like, you know, dudes with like big dicks and some of them had regulars. Okay, well, let's flip through. So go, what size dick do you like? Right? And then start going through their phone. And there was like an average size dick on there, right? She goes, what size is that? She goes, that's 8 inches. They're like, that's not 8 inches. Mm. So she doesn't even know. So whoever she's been with, once again, either they kept bigging up their dick size, like these guys. Mm-hmm. And so in her mind, she thought that was an 8-inch dick. And then they scrolled through and like this, they Googled one, like this is an 8-inch dick. And she goes, oh my God. Like, yeah, that's an 8-inch dick.
And granted, I'm sure there are girls that really like do it. Prefer 8-inch dicks. But yes, everybody's perception is all just screwed up. We don't know. Like you said, no one's measuring in real time.
Yeah, it's the dick you love.
It's the dick you love. And maybe, you know, hey, maybe it's the dick you love right then and there. But it's just like you, it's so hard. So hard.
I like that.
To actually like accurately measure that shit. But I think, you know, shout out to the dudes with the micro penises, because that's crazy.
I mean, there's a lot. There are procedures that you can get now that will widen the girth of your
the girth too?
The girth of your permanently.
How do they do that?
I think they use like a solution or some shit like that. You guys can Google it yourself. But
Rick sent me a TikTok of a procedure where you can like lengthen your legs and shit, and the guys are getting like 4 inches taller, and I'm like, I refuse.
I know about that because people in Korea were doing it.
Mm.
Yeah, so these people who wanted to be like pop stars, they wanted to be a lot longer. They want their legs to look a little longer. Mm-hmm. The issue with that surgery, from what I've heard at the time, it might be different now, is that them legs are weak as shit.
All right.
They're weak as fuck.
Mm.
So like if you want to do like sports or you want to run, sprint, any of that, that's all out. Mm-hmm. You don't do none of that shit because your shit is all fucked up now. So aesthetically, it's great. You know,
I would never, me being a short king, shaped who I am as a person, I would never change that shit.
Well, the crazy thing is, too, is like, I remember when you would tell me your height, I'm like, oh, shit, I thought Tim was a lot taller.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
Right? And I think it's because of your personality. It's mm-hmm. not, it's just a trait that you have, and then everything else just kind of encompasses it. So
literally, I remember being with somebody, like, there's a group of us, and there was a guy I knew who, me and him were the same height, but maybe because of demeanor or maybe just because of the way our bodies were built, I just looked, people thought I was taller, but we were the same height. I remember one time I told somebody, I was like, hey, you know me and I was like, no, and you know, like Dennis is like my height. And they're like, no, he's not. And I'm like, look, and we stood back to back. They're like, what the fuck? Because it was like, people assume I'm taller.
He had a smaller personality. He probably like shrunk himself a little bit.
Maybe.
But yet,
I also have a massive head. There's all you can. I have a big head.
Let me ask you this. I was reading about this stuff a while ago, and you'll see this online when people have conversations about this.
Mm.
But there's a lot of criticism on the body positivity side from men because they feel that it's skewed towards women so much that the standards aren't the same for men, right?
Mm.
And so what I was reading online, and this is not my opinion about anything, I haven't really had the time to think about it, but I did see a lot of guys going like, well, that's so funny that a lot of these, you know, body positivity women, I'm just reading this. This is not my opinion. I don't know if it is yet. But they're saying that it's unfair that women will say, well, I'm beautiful no matter what size I am. Mm. But then you'll look at a guy and be like, I don't date short guys.
Right.
I don't date guys who are bald. Mm-hmm. I don't date men, all this other like criteria. So yeah. How the fuck are you a body positivity person? It's only when it applies to you, but not the other way around.
Yeah.
I'm right. Like, oh, I never really thought about that.
Well, I actually saw, like, did you see? I saw a literally stand-up bit about this morning as I was pooping. Mm. Where this guy was like, look, man, I have nothing against body positivity, all that. But he's like, no one ever says, he's like, how come it's not the same thing about short guys, okay? Like, same shit as you were saying, right? And he's like, and here's my thing. I didn't get short. It's like, I didn't become short. So how is that fair for me? He's like, I can't change this. And he's like, it's never been a person that where you're like, oh, man. That guy could have been in the NBA, but he just let his height go. He just really let go of his height, you know?
That's fucking funny. Yeah, well, I wonder, too. It's like, oh, that is true, right?
And I mean, for sure there's that double standard, especially online, Twitter and shit. Like, you know, there's like a whole basically meme where girls are like, oh, you know, when I'm on a date with a guy under 5'11", and it's like them giving him piggyback rides and shit, you know? It's like, oh, I would never date a guy under 5'11", 5'10". But then it's like, you know, but then on the other side, it's like you can't say that about weight, right? And I understand where there's the argument that like for sure, well, you know me, bro. I appreciate women's of all shapes.
That is, by the way, he is grossly under-exaggerating.
Like, I'm talking about...
he's under-exaggerating
yes,
his leper woman.
Yes, like, as far as what I find attractive, I'm talking about to the tiniest, to the biggest.
With
like
no
I,
eyes.
I'm...
fucking only torso, no head for some reason. They're still alive.
Yeah, no, you know what? That's not even an exaggeration because, I've sent him, like, an amputee and, like, the sexiest shit, right? So,
which, by the way... fucking sexy. Fucking sexy.
So I see the beauty in
anybody.
In all types. Literally all types. But of course, like, yeah, that's a fair point. That like there's a double standard there, you know?
Yeah, well, I think like too, if I you know, if I'm just like talking out my thoughts right now, like the body positivity movement kind of like anything that's really, really good goes away from itself when a bunch of stupid people get their hands on it.
Right.
Right. It happens with like BLM. It happens with like Asian movements. It happens with anything that starts off positive because the dumbest people speak the loudest. And there's a majority of them over the smart people. Right. So like body positivity, what it started off was I need to learn to love and appreciate myself. And you need to understand that this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your mouth fucking shut about the way I look, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that became, it's starting to morph into, I'm a big person. You need to tell me I'm beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah, not everybody, but that's like the rhetoric. It's like, I am. It's like, no. Beauty is highly, highly subjective.
Right.
Right. You could feel beautiful and you are beautiful in your own type of way, but somebody else doesn't have to tell you that you are or feel that you are.
Right.
They just
right.
need to keep their fucking mouth shut and keep their fucking opinions to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it's supposed to be. But now it's becoming to the point where certain people online are just like, I am beautiful and you need to tell me I'm beautiful. No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely do not.
Right.
Right? I just need to be a respectful and decent human being.
Right.
And not impose my beauty standards upon you.
I think that's the issue too, though. It's like a lot of people aren't decent human beings.
Yeah, you fucking assholes.
There's a lot of assholes, you know what I'm saying, that need to go out of their way to say some bullshit. I think that's a big issue too, you know what I'm saying?
Just, just be walking around, fatty! Because,
I mean, the fact is, like let's say, okay, let's bring this up, right? Like the plus size model who was on Sports Illustrated, right? So a lot of dudes that were like offended by that, like just like this is disgusting. It shouldn't be. Now, to be honest, you know, me growing up, I am not into, you know, I didn't like when girls were too skinny when I was growing up. You know what I'm saying? Which is most like models on magazines.
Not same here.
But I would never go out of my way to be like, this bitch is too skinny. Ugh. Yeah, get her off the cover of the magazine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what's like, accepted by the world as what's like traditionally like beautiful, right? And so I think now that something else is on the cover of these magazines that dudes aren't or the world isn't used to seeing, they feel like they need to be like, this is preposterous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, different strokes for different folks, yeah. Right? And I remember too when I used to be like what 280, 290. I don't remember the number anymore.
Yuck.
It's somewhere. Where's his hat? Give me that.
Not my cowboy hat.
And me, I forgot what the fuck I was.
You used to be way heavier.
Oh yeah, I used to be really, really, really fucking heavy. And when I lost weight, there was a group of people that were really, really disappointed in me.
Oh, because you were like motivating them?
I was their fucking fat beacon.
Fat bacon?
Yes, I was their fat bacon, dude. Like, oh, David's fat. He's a high confidence guy.
Yeah.
I could be fat and have high confidence.
Yeah.
And they never cared to wonder why I lost weight.
Right.
It wasn't a confidence issue. I actually didn't even know I was that fat.
Yeah.
I was so confident in myself. Every time I looked in the mirror, I saw something different than the rest of the world thought.
Right.
My self-esteem was all the way up here.
Yeah, you had like reverse body dysmorphia.
Yeah, I did. I was like, damn, dog. Yo. But the things that were happening to me were physical stuff that I felt really bad.
Yeah.
I had heartburn every fucking night. And if you've never had heartburn before, it's literally acid reflux. So acid comes up from your stomach into your esophagus and you literally yak it out.
Eey.
Because of the amount of food and the types of food I was eating.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that too, my joints were fucking hurting. I couldn't play basketball anymore like the way that I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this one time. This is hella embarrassing, but I was playing basketball, and I joke about this, but this is like for real. I was playing basketball at a park, and I was gonna cross this dude over. I was like, okay, he's not that good, I'm gonna cross him over. And I fucking dribbled the ball, but I was so fat and slow, my hand couldn't extend fast enough for the ball, and the ball just jetted that way.
Aww.
And I was like, oh shit, am I getting fat? Yeah. Am I slow? Like, yeah. Can I not do this type of shit?
Mm.
And there was these little signs that I had. I was like, oh, I'm really like not healthy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I did it for those type of reasons, you know? But people are so kind of like attached to this idea of I can be fat and also love my, but those are two separate things. Like healthy and fat and loving yourself, these are all separate subjects,
mm-hmm.
right? Nobody's trying to have the argument too. And I think this is a problem too. They go, oh, well, I know somebody who's, you know, overweight and they're an athlete,
right?
I was like, true, but you're not them.
Yeah.
Are you running the fucking 10 miles?
Right.
Are you getting the blood work done to make sure that you're an athlete too?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're the person who is overweight, who is just like me, who made poor life choices and we're dying slowly.
Mm.
So unless we're that person, we can't say that. Mm-hmm. And that person's an anomaly. It's rare. We have to look at the stuff where it's a majority of the data that says that if you're 100 pounds overweight, you are most likely going to get heart disease. You have high blood pressure. You have all this other stuff. So you can't base your stuff based on this one person to make you feel better, or not feel better, but say that you're healthy.
Right.
There's just get blood work done and see what's up. I got blood work done. It said gravy. So it is what it is. It is what it is.
We're going to have some gravy and we'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
So what Robin Couch just put us on game is that what's really being pushed is what's called body neutrality, where
we just kill each other off.
Just the strongest person wins, not even the healthiest. Mm-hmm. But it's she was saying that it's more about like, hey, instead of like really the emphasis on like who's beautiful and who's not, it's more just about like you can't tell who's healthy or not just by looking at them. And society is still determining people's worth based on their size. So here's the thing, right? For me, I was gonna say, people think I'm healthy because I'm like, you know, I'm small, right? But as I've said before, my cholesterol is high. And oh, here's the thing, my mom, who is not big, especially my dad's getting fat though, but my mom, who's not big, she also became diabetic this past year. And I think because she's been cooking with all these like, you know, sauces and sugary sauces and salty sauces, had no idea because she thought she was eating healthy. She wasn't getting big, but now she's diabetic.
Yeah, and it just goes back to the thing of just like, mind your own fucking business is what I'm saying.
Mind your own
like,
motherfucking
business.
You gotta
go out your way to tell people what the fuck they look like, should feel like, or whatever.
Because like, nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah, should be the mind your own fucking business movement.
Yeah, I think that movement should always be at the forefront.
You know, and everybody has like their points too. Because like somebody would probably say like in your case, right? Like, oh, like you have a propensity for high cholesterol, right? Mm-hmm. But if you were 100 pounds heavier right now, would that cholesterol be better or worse?
Better.
All right. It would be most likely a lot worse. You know, and so like people are kind of like arguing these small little nuances and things, right? And like I said, my thing is just mind your own fucking business.
Mind your own fucking business. I think at the end of the day, regardless of what you're talking about, mind your own fucking business.
Exactly. Because, you know, I think doctors too, they do like a physical assessment too, where they can look at somebody, they'll say that they're overweight. And if you're, you know, 100 pounds overweight, they go, well, most likely this is what you will probably deal with in the future and will have. Right. And there's that's generally true.
Yeah.
However, you ain't no doctor.
How fast was your mile in high school?
Depending if it was I trying or not. So the fastest was like 8 minutes. Slowest was like an hour because I just never did fuck.
Yeah, yeah. I hated the mile in high school. I don't think I ever did better than like probably like 7 or yeah. Like I just
7's pretty fucking fast, bro. That's hella fast.
Well, then maybe I was like over, I don't know. I don't even remember, but
that's fucking fast.
I was gauging off yours. I was like, if his fastest is 8.
If this fat fuck. But when I was, I used to take weight training class. So when I was in high school, freshman year, I couldn't do a push-up.
Mm.
I literally couldn't do a push-up because I was so fat.
Wow.
And then obviously being a young man, I was a little embarrassed, right? I decided to take weight training class in sophomore year so I could do a push-up.
Mm.
My max bench sophomore year was 85 pounds or 75 pounds. It was fucking small. And I was like this size.
Oh, shit.
Embarrassing. So by the end of that year, my max bench was 200.
Okay, David, so...
Because like, you got that chip on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then you took them off and opened them up and had a bag.
And I was like, oh, this chip on my shoulder. So yeah, in the beginning of the year, when you take a weight training class, so we would run 2 laps, so like half a mile or whatever, yeah. Right? And I was always fast for my size. That was like my shit.
Oh, word.
I was always really fast. Anybody who saw me play basketball, did sports, they're like, you're a lot faster than you're supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
Right? So there was a buddy of mine, Mark, we're still friends to this day. I used to always beat him on these 2 laps all the time. And he used to fuck with his head because I was so much bigger than him,
mm-hmm.
Right? And so on the last day of our class, before we were going to, you know, graduate and go to the next class, he had it in his mind to beat me.
Okay. Right?
And he wanted to beat me so bad. I didn't know this shit. So we're jogging and then we're going about it. And all of a sudden I see him next to me. And I see this spark in his eye. Like, I'm a fucking spark this motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see that and I'm like, no. Boom. And I start going. And then the funniest shit that he ever said to me, like I literally beat him by like maybe like a few steps. And he just goes, fuck, you could have just given this to me.
And you had no idea.
I was like, I didn't know it was important to you.
So he fucking like sprang this on you, surprise raced you, and then got pissed that he lost.
He lost. I was like, bro, I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was all fun. He's like, I just wanted one. I'm like, you were in competition with me for this whole semester and you didn't let me know?
That's so funny.
How fucking weird. But I love, that's so fucking funny. I love this dude.
Rick is also very fast.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. Rick's a fast dude. And here's what a lot of people might not know if we're talking about underestimating big dudes. Rick can dance amazing.
Oh.
Lee.
It is the black side.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, too. I forgot. When we were talking about dicks, go back to dicks.
Let's go back to dicks.
Sorry, everybody, that feel like they got a break from dicks. Whenever we joke in our little crew of homies that Rick has a big dick, he's always like, hey, oh, chill, because he doesn't want people to have, like, girls he meets to have a huge fucking, like, this giant dick in their minds when they meet him and, like, want to hook up or whatever, you know?
And they're like, look at this. It's just a regular old 7-inch penis.
Look at that. Ugh, oh, my God. Just another Ray J size, a tiny Ray J dick.
Look at this tiny 8-inch dick. Ugh, yuck. I thought you were going to leave me in the hospital at the end of this.
Have you heard about, have you ever heard T-Pain's interview about Ray J's sex tape?
No.
So funny. First
T-Pain
of all,
is funny.
T-Pain is so fucking funny. And he was like, you know, they were posting this on all the hip-hop sites, so of course, like, all the comments were like, hey, well, pause. But like, this was like years ago, and T-Pain was talking about Ray J's sex tape, and he's like, hey, Ray J, he is packing. That man got it. Man, it was, that's a, I was surprised. I was,
that's
impressed.
A dong dong.
He was just talking about how big Ray J's dick is, and people were like, so like, you know, hip hop community was so like taken off guard. By
hey,
that.
Yo, pause,
yeah,
pause.
Like, pause, dad. But T-Pain don't care.
T-Pain don't give a fuck. He's such, man. I remember that Tiny Desk concert.
Yeah.
Where he sang.
And people were like, yo, T-Pain can sing.
Cause like in my mind, I'm like, oh, auto tune or whatever, right? Yeah. But in the terms of him singing, even if he sang okay, people would have been surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But he can sing.
He won the Masked Singer.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Like, it was so shocking how good it was.
Because
it wasn't even, I was like, damn, that's a really hard note to hit and to hold.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing it effortlessly. And it's weird, too, because when I was watching the whole documentary on Auto-Tune, you'll see it on Netflix, mm-hmm. he talked about a time where he actually went through a spiral of depression because a lot of people in the R&B community who he really looked up to and admired didn't like him. Because
they were like, this guy's fucking the game up.
Yeah, so one of the people that he admired a lot was Usher. And they were on a private jet together, and then he was like, hey, let me talk to you for a second. He comes and he goes, hey, man, you know, you really kind of fucked up R&B.
Ooh.
And then he, you know, T-Pain went through this thought of, did I do that? Like, yeah. Did I fuck up R&B music?
Yeah.
And it fucking put him into like a spiral of depression.
Damn.
Because like the people that he loved and admired.
His heroes.
Saying that he fucked up a genre that he really, really loved.
Shit. And then Usher did Oh My God. With mad auto-tune.
Exactly. But that's the thing. It's like sometimes too, like you don't even know like the stuff that you're doing. And sometimes people will just hate on it just because you're being successful with it. Right?
Oh, 100%. Facts.
Because he has both. He was a singer-songwriter. And by the way, the song that popped off, what was it?
First one was I'm Sprung.
That was for Akon.
Oh, was it written for Akon?
That song was written for Akon, and then he took it for himself.
Damn. You know what's funny about I'm Sprung is these fucking kids are so dumb, you know? It's like, so there's a song, I'm Sprung. Girl, you got me. And mind you,
Still a banger.
And T-Pain didn't invent the term sprung, like sprung. Oh, like, oh yeah, he's sprung. Like that means the dude is like in love or whatever, right? So in my song with Tori Kelly, I have a line where I say, now she got me feeling like spring in past tense. And I'm like, oh, you probably won't get that right away. So I was trying to say, like, you're sprung. Mm-hmm. I was sprung, right? Past tense of spring could be sprang. I'm not sure. But anyways, yeah, sprang into action. Sprung
rap shit don't matter.
Not important, right? So I was trying to say sprung, right? Some people got it. But one of the highest rated comments in the music video is people trying to figure out what the fuck that means. And some of the kids are like, oh, nah, like he's saying like sprung, like his penis is hard. I'm like, are you guys?
Oh my God.
Are y'all dumb? Like, there's literally like a bunch. I had to go into the comments and be like, no, guys, sprung. You like the song, T-Pain? I'm sprung. It means it's a slang word. Like, all right, never mind, man.
Oh, that's pretty fire, too. Spring in past tense.
Yes.
That would have went right over my head. I would have been like, oh, what is this?
That's why I made sure the next line to say, you probably won't get that right away, because I knew it was one of those. You know what I'm saying?
So you're a little too smart for your raps, dude.
I'm dumbing it down for the next one.
You must dumb it down. That's the shit that's a little catchy, because if it gets too rippy-rappy,
yeah,
people are like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? Actually, not gonna lie, one of my inspirations for that line, I think Crooked Eye has a bar where he says something like, what does he say? Something about, I'm so sick, I'm like a something in flight. No, like I'm like a something that in flight on the in the past, I'm on my flu shit or something like that. And I was like, ooh.
But see, you know, that's the thing too. It's like these analogies back in the day were so creative and smart, right?
Yeah.
But it got to the point where now people get amazed by some of the dumbest analogies. People are like, I'm so sick, I have cancer.
Oh, dude.
That's it?
So look, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get back in the studio. Because the bar is so low right now. Yeah. Because like, I think these kids had so many years of mumble rap and just whack shit.
Their standards here.
Or their standards are so low. So it's like, if I put out some like lightweight shit, they're like, whoa. Because I've seen, like, because after years of mumble rap, I've seen people put up their raps and it's like really like regular, like mediocre shit. And all the comments are like, oh, wow, how did they come up with that? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, first of all, I'm inspired again because I want to prove that like, I can do better shit than what they like. And also because like, how great is that the bar is so low? It's like,
you know who was really good at like the analogy game, but making it smart and clever, but just enough where we got it was Kanye West.
Like, yes,
his
yes.
shit was so fucking, oh my God, is that a black card?
Yeah.
I turned around and replied, why yes, but I prefer the term African-American Express. That shit, I was like, yeah, that's fucking clever as fuck.
And on that same song, mayonnaise color bends, I push miracle whips. Oh,
dude, when I heard that, I was like, yo, this fool is fucking genius, man.
Yeah, man. And that's why I take a long time to write, because I really try to be clever. Like, because I grew up, like, I was such a big fan of, like, Ludacris, where, like, I feel like everything was such, like, just this really clever like metaphor, and I was like, oh, I want to do shit like that. I want people to stop and be like, oh shit, you know, like, wait, bring that back. Oh my God, I just got it. Like, I love doing shit like that, you know. So I fucking take forever, and I sit there for 10 minutes just staring at the screen with the beat playing. I go, oh, never mind.
This is too hard, dude. Breathe in, breathe out. If you're iced up.
Kanye and Ludacris on that one.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that wraps up this episode of Dudes Behind the Foods.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Rate us on 5 stars.
Rate us on 5 stars.
Yeah, rate us iTunes on 5 stars. And I'm Tim David Chostu.
And I'm David Chesikongsu.
And this has been Foods Behind the Dudes. Bye. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes. Behind the foods, yeah, is the news behind the foods. That's actually really fucking good.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.